at yourself about the things you can't change. Pride is a conversation you have with God, who can change everything. Do I have some help in the house? Do I have anybody been to Kneebone College? Anybody in the house been to Kneebone? And you got your degree in praising him daily? Do I have anybody been to Kneebone College? And you can say, Reverend, I got my degree in praising him daily. Pastor, can I go to Bible class real quick? Let's go to Bible class, y'all. Let's go to Bible class.
Side the text, it says what? I will be with thee. That's the Lord, that's Jesus. I will be with thee. Then on the left side it says, through the what? Through the rivers, right? They shall not, through the rivers, right? That's the left side of the text, right? But then on the right side of the text, what it says? The Lord shows back up again. They shall not do what? Then on the left side of the text, it says, thou walkest what? That's on the left side of the text. But then on the right side of the text, what we see? Now thou should not be barren because the Lord is still with thee. Then on the left side of the text, what we have? Neither shall what? The flame kindle and what? Now, let's go back to Corinthians. Let's go back to Corinthians. Corinthians. Let's look at that 8th chapter in the 4th verse. Just say we got it when we got it. We are troubled on every side. That's the left side of the text. Huh? Then Jesus shows back, but what? Then on the left side of the text, you see, we are what? Which means puzzled, we're confused, we are perplexed. But then on the right side of the text, what you see? Jesus will come work it out. Then on the left side of the text in verse 9, we are what? But then we go back to the right side of the text, what do you see? Then Jesus is right there with us then. Then on the left side of the text, somebody in the house have been cast. But then on the right side of the text, Jesus come back and say, what? Anybody in the house been persecuted, been cast down, but you're still here? But you still, the devil thought he had. But Pastor, you're still here. The devil thought he could stop you from coming up and down the road, but you're still here. I up in the house. The devil thought he was gonna keep you at the house this morning, but you're still here. Well, you thought, he thought he was gonna take your home away, but you're still. So you can walk back to your home, stand on your carport, stand in your apartment, and you can tell Satan, I'm still here. Because Jesus is protecting me. Pastor Bacon, he's still holding me. He's still opening doors for me. Doors that I cannot open in my physical, nor my mental, but I have a man by the name of Jesus, but who fights my battle daily. And he blesses me with his tender mercies daily. And he blesses me with his grace. What is grace, Grimes? Grace is when you have been attacked by you. Anybody in the house ever been attacked? I guess you ain't got no enemies. Anybody have been attacked? But grace is when you be attacked, but you end up in the hands, in the arms of the Lord. That's grace. God's amazing grace. No wonder the songwriter said, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yes. So we see that we're troubled on every side. And this man, Paul, had to stand on the word. Pastor for 20 years. Every day wasn't a good day, right? I've been here 5 years, and I'm 60 miles closer than you. So that tells me you done drove at least over 270,000 miles in 20 years. That's just for one day. If I calculate two or three other days, you over a half million miles. Every day wasn't a good day. Because in the midst of travel, his mind is confused because they got somebody in here been acting up. I know he ain't coming back. It's all right, I got you. 20 years, you're giving your heart, pouring your heart out to this church. And Satan to get in some folks, you know what I'm saying? And they become unappreciative of how you have to struggle and strain to pray that they make it. They stabbing you in the back and you praying that the Lord would have it back. I can't understand this, y'all, but maybe somebody here can help me understand this. He's praying that the Lord would have your back, but they got somebody here stabbing him in the...
Yes.
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 I think I'm crazy. I know what I'm talking about. Every church, you got somebody. And then they do this. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But Paul is trying to tell the church that irregardless of how I'm treated, the Lord is with me, and I'm gonna stand on the word because what the word is gonna do, with the word is gonna do what you can't do, because what the word is gonna feed. The word of God is gonna heal his body. The word is going to be a shelter in the time of a storm. Yes. The word is going to be water in dry places. Yes. The word is going to be food in a storm. I ain't got no help in the house. I'm just in here by myself. The word becomes food in a starving land. The word, but let me tell you something here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sending this to me. Thank you for sending this to me. When you stand before your Pharaoh, Pharaoh got to know that there's a Moses inside of you. Do I have some help in the house? When you stand, when you stand before the Canaanites, they got to know that there's a Joshua inside of you. When you stand before the Philistines, Satan got to know there's a Samson inside of you. When you got to stand before Jezebel and Ahab, Satan got to know there's an Elijah that lives on the inside of you. Let me go a little further down the road. When you stand before the king Nebuchadnezzar, there are three boys called Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the Israeli dialect, but Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that stands on the inside of you. When you stand before your Goliath, there's a David that stand up in. I wish I had some praying church in the house here. When you stand before your job, there's a Jesus Christ that stands on the inside of you. Told him don't put us on the ship. Storm comes. The ship breaks apart. And they made it on broken pieces. And when the ship got to the other side, all broken up. Planks all over the wall. Every man had a plank. The plank became a life preserver. And everybody on board was safe and sound. Do I have a prayer church in the house? Somebody here know that the Lord will take care of you. I wish to have a prayer church in here. Who in here know that the Lord will come and see about you? They get on the other side, and they are called barbarians, and Paul becomes snake bit. The snake comes out of the fire, and Paul got to shake the snake off. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to shake off.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
Melissa Bourgeois, American National Insurance Agent, is sponsoring this hour's weather.
Insurance can be confusing and always changing at renewal each year. And that's why you need to see Melissa Bourgeois, your local American National Agent in Alexandria. She offers a variety of insurance products from home, auto, life, commercial, business, toys, and much more. And Melissa will give you the peace of mind knowing she'll be there when you need her and explains insurance like no other. In the industry for over 20 years, she'll find insurance suitable for your needs in a Christian atmosphere. 318-308-8011, located in the Trotter Building across from Home Depot in Alexandria.